You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 12, Episode 3 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. In this season, we're focusing on a passage in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, where Peter talked about the need to add to our faith. In the first episode, we talked about how faith has to be the foundation. And last week, in the second episode, we talked about the reasons why we are to add to our faith. And so now, beginning with this episode, we're going to start looking at the various qualities and characteristics we are to add to our faith. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about adding moral excellence. Let's get started. The passage we're looking at is in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. We won't read all of those verses this time. We've read them a couple times already in this study. But we want to read verse 5. It says, "Now for this reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge." And then he goes on from there. Moral excellence is that quality we're going to be talking about. Moral excellence, what does that term mean? Well, if you read this passage in the King James Version, you're going to see a different term there. Instead of moral excellence, it's the term virtue. And the Greek word that is translated virtue or moral excellence is this idea of moral goodness. It is something that is seen by others. One lexicon defined this word as that is what gives man his worth. This is who we are as is seen by others, what we show in our lives. It is moral behavior that is public, is consistent, and it excels that of others. That is moral excellence. Now, this is one of the qualities we are to add to our faith. Now, as we go through these different qualities, we're going to look at one of these in each of these episodes moving forward over the next several weeks. But as we look at them, I want us to remember, Peter said, add these to your faith. Faith has to be the foundation. Well, what if we don't have faith as the foundation? What if you have an individual in the world? What if you have the world in general, and this is the way society works? You're not building on faith. What would this quality look like? Because all of these qualities, in one way or another, can be added to someone's life without faith. What would this look like without faith? What would moral excellence look like without faith? If we're adding this but not starting with faith. Now, that may seem like an odd question, because as Christians, we naturally associate these qualities with faith, especially something like moral excellence. How can you have moral excellence that is not built upon faith? Yet worldly people can possess a form of this. And when we think about this idea of moral excellence, well, what would that look like? Someone can be a morally upstanding person, meaning he might be a good citizen, a good spouse, good parent, neighbor, employee, all these other things. He might be seen by others as being good and excelling what others are doing. But the problem is, what qualifies as good is going to depend on the world's definition. Sometimes what is seen as good is also in line with what would be by faith, but it's not always the case. Someone can be a good spouse while they're living in an adulterous marriage. Someone can be a good citizen while he's submitting to and obeying a God-hating tyrant in the government that he lives under. Someone can be a good neighbor and seen that way by others when what he's doing and why his neighbors see him as a good neighbor because he's hosting drinking parties and allowing that to happen and promoting that happening in these events that he puts on. Someone can be good and say, well, he's showing hospitality. Oh, he's being a loving husband. Oh, he's following what the rulers are saying. But is that moral excellence that is being built upon faith, or is it being built upon what the world thinks is right? We can see the difference. we have to have moral excellence that is added to faith. So what does moral excellence look like with faith? Faith is the foundation. And remember Romans 10 and verse 17. And we'll talk about this verse as we go throughout this series and looking at these different qualities. The source of faith, Romans 10, 17, is the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Moral excellence must be based upon this standard. And so when we think about that, then really what we have when we're talking about moral excellence, a simpler way to think about it, we defined it earlier in this episode, but a simpler way to think about it would just be to look at James chapter 2 and verse 18, where you have James say, but someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. When you have faith and you add to your faith moral excellence, and again, as we talked about, moral excellence is something that is public, is consistent, it excels that of others. Moral excellence essentially is faith in action. Someone says, well, you have faith, I have works. James challenged them. You show me your faith without your works. You can't do it. You don't have moral excellence. You're not adding to your faith. You have a dead faith, as he would go on to talk about there in James chapter 2. This is moral excellence. Add to your faith these works and these things that you are to be doing as you carry out this life. Well, what does that look like? Well, over in Matthew chapter 5, there are a few things that we can see from the scriptures about what moral excellence looks like when it is built upon faith. Number one, moral excellence built upon faith means that we are letting our light shine before others. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. There's something that is visible, something that people can see. You are the light of the world. People are going to see you. Live in a way that you are letting your light shine before them. Peter made a similar point in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12, where he said, keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Keep your behavior excellent. Add moral excellence to your faith. And so if people want to slander you, people want to speak evil of you, there's nothing that they have to latch onto. There's no charge against us that will stick. And over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 1, Paul said, finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us instructions as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more. Continue to improve, continue to excel in our character, in our service to God. Paul said that you are already doing these things. You are already walking in this way, but excel still more. So what does moral excellence look like with faith? We can see what it might look like without faith. The world might speak well of us. The world might see us as an upstanding citizen and a good neighbor and all these other things. That doesn't always parallel in every way what a life of faith looks like. And so we can see how it would look like without faith, but we are to add to our faith. Start with faith. Faith is the foundation. And then add moral excellence. Let your light shine before others. Live in a way that people have nothing bad to say about us. And continue to improve and excel in our character. Now, how do we do this? How do we go about adding moral excellence to our faith? Again, Romans 10, 17. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. We have to go to the Word of God if we are going to add moral excellence to our faith. So how do we go about adding this? We have to remember that God's word was revealed to guide us in the way of godliness and righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, Paul told Timothy, "All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." God's word has been given to show us how we can be excellent, show us how we can do good, to show us how we are to grow and how we are to improve, what we are to add to our faith. If we're going to add moral excellence to our faith, we have to remember God's word shows us the way to go. God's word shows us what we need to do. And so then when we remember that, when we remember that the word of God shows us what we need to do, then we need to be doers of the word. James talked about this in James chapter 1 and verse 22. "But prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves." There are a lot of people who are hearing the word of God. They might believe that it's the word of God. They might believe in God himself, believe in Christ, believe that the Bible is the word of God, but they're not adding to their faith. They have a dead faith, as James 2 would talk about. We mentioned that earlier in this episode. But they're not adding to their faith. They don't have an active faith. They have a dead faith. They are deceiving themselves because they're not doers of the word. They just hear it. They might agree with it or might think they agree with it. They might affirm that, yes, I believe in God, but they're not doers of the word. We're going to add moral excellence to our faith. We are to be doers of the word and not merely hearers, because as we read in chapter 2 and verse 18 of James, someone can say, "I have faith, you have works." James says, "Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." But then also in James chapter 3, another thing we need to do if we're going to add moral excellence to our faith is that we need to recognize that God demands consistency in us. There's a principle here in James chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, where he's talking about speech and the use of our tongues. And he says in James 3, verses 10 through 12, "From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives, or a vine produce figs? Nor can salt water produce fresh." The principle there is that we have to be consistent. And here he's talking about being consistent in our speech, but the principle here is about our character. We talked about moral excellence is how we are to be consistent in what we do. So God demands us to be consistent in our actions and in our character, and understanding that this is what he requires of us, we will be adding that quality to our faith. And then finally, over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we have to, if we're going to add moral excellence to our faith, we have to take what is taught in the Word of God and grow in it. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 9 and 10. He says, "Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in Macedonia, but we urge you, brethren, to excel still more." Continue to grow, continue to improve. He's talking there about love, but that principle extends to everything that we do in our service to God. Add moral excellence to your faith. Continue to grow and continue to improve. So we have to have faith. We understand this. We have to have faith if we're going to please God. And so Peter said, you start with that foundation of faith. But faith by itself is not going to save us. We're not justified by faith alone, James 2:24 says. And if we have a stagnant faith, we're not going to be pleasing to God. We have to grow in our faith. We have to develop a character of moral excellence and continue as we go throughout our lives to be more and more what God wants us to be. So this is what we need to be committed to doing. Starting with faith. So we're looking at that standard, not the world's standard. Starting with faith. And then we add to our faith, and we begin with this quality of moral excellence, where we put that faith into action.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Yesterday, I sent out a free PDF to Plain Bible Teaching subscribers, the Plain Bible Teaching Quarterly Review. This is something that's sent out every 3 months or every quarter, and this free PDF that was sent out yesterday contains 10 new articles that have been published on Plain Bible Teaching from November through January. So if you're not on the mailing list, you can still get this PDF by signing up at the website www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. So you can sign up, you can get that free PDF along with the PDF that we sent out not too long ago, identifying the Lord's church, and then another PDF as well. We sent out three for new subscribers, so you can get all three of those if you sign up for the mailing list. Next week, we're going to be talking about adding knowledge to our faith. Until then, I hope you have a great week.